tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Her title is Fulfilling His Call for Your Life.
Amen.
I took all these notes and I was like, where? And before you get started again, would you like to tell us about your times and services for your church, where you're located at?
Yes, we'd love to. Or I'd love to. We are the Refuge Church at New Liberty. And we are actually, I got to put it on the right side. Is this the right one? Do you remember? Yeah, that's it. Okay.
That's the one I
announced. Because this is the old one. I get confused. Yeah. 18304 East 1140 Road, Sarah, Oklahoma. We would love for you to come join us if you don't have a home church. God is just doing awesome things. And we always say, come where the glory of God changes everything. Because his word says that we're transformed from glory to glory. Amen. And so, every glorious encounter brings his transformation. And so Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Sunday worship is at 10:45. And then we have Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock. And Wednesday night we have at 7 o'clock we do the youth merge group. And then we also have a Bible study at 7 o'clock for the adults. And then we also have the younger group, which is Submerge. We love them. They're so cute. So, and then Tuesday night we have prayer, for it's come and go prayer. Anybody who wants to come, it starts at, changing the time. So it'll be 6:30, usually 6:30 to 8, sometimes 9, but it's just come and go, as you can come in and pray. So that is what we have. So praise God. There we go. Thank you for the cheat sheet.
All right, I'm ready to get back in.
All right, praise God. Let's just jump right back into the word today. Fulfilling his call for your life. I want to say that sometimes what happens is we actually can find ourselves focusing on where we want to be instead of focusing on where we are. And there is a time for having vision for looking ahead, but it has its place. But you have to stop. The way the Lord said it to me is stop focusing on where you are not, okay, and start focusing on where you are right now. So we want to have vision because he says, my people perish without vision. However, he said, don't focus constantly on where you're not. So there's a difference by looking to where I'm going and then focusing on where I'm not. So there's a shift in the mindset there. So yes, focus on where you're going, but also focus on where you are right now and how to get there. Stop focusing where you're not, because when you focus on where you're not, what it means is you start to get discontented with where you are, okay? Discontentment is, it will make you miserable, okay? So that's because you're focusing on where you're not. You are not happy with where you are. And so I learned this the hard way, and I was sharing this on last Wednesday night. My brother, I love him. He's my dear brother, my only brother, okay? And so he's younger than me, about 10 years, I think, in fact. And so when we moved into the 3,000-square-foot home, he came with the house, okay? So he was an adult then. He was, I think, 18. He had not moved out of mom and dad's house. Mom and dad had actually moved to Hydro to pastor. And so he came with the house. Well, listen, him and I are very much alike, and we were butting heads. I mean, it was like, what was funny was we moved in feeling like this was our home and he was living with us. But we moved into the home where he always lived, and he felt like we were moving into his house, okay? So we got two people feeling like this is their home, and me and him were butting heads the whole time we were there. And I'm going to tell you, we fought. It was just constant. I was so miserable. He was miserable. And I was making everybody miserable, okay? And one day the Lord just stopped me, and he said, Tammy, do you know why you're miserable? I said, yeah, because my brother's here, okay? And this is, it's like always having a house guest, okay? Even though it's your brother, it's like always living like there's a house guest. You have to put on certain clothes, right? You don't just run around, okay, in your pajamas, okay? You're like, okay, it is my brother, but I have to, you know, I'm being mindful of, I have someone else. I have to think of him every time I'm cooking meal. We got another person that I'm feeding. I have to take his thoughts into account, you know, like everything, you know? It was just like everything shifted in my life. And he said, Tammy, do you know why you're miserable? And I said, why? He said, because you are resisting the place I have you in life right now. I said, oh, okay. He said, if I brought you to this place, but you're resisting it, he said, now you're pulling back from what I want to do in you, and you are miserable. He said, it's actually exposing some things in you that need to go, because we're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, right? So just stop and think about where you're at. What is it that's irritating you about your life right now? Let me tell you, it's the very place God's working something in you, okay? So the place you don't want to be is the place where God often will allow you to be, because it's exposing in you what needs to go. See, let me say it like this. I did not know at that time when I moved into that house with my brother that I was going to be pastoring one day. I didn't know that. See, a pastor often has to open their house and have guests come in and out. So guess what? In the time that I lived in that house, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 house guests come and go. In that time period, I can't remember how long I was there, but two of them, praise the Lord, I was blessed. Stayed 17 months. Okay. Another two stayed for 2 years. Another one stayed for 3 months. And so all that to say, I had people coming in and out and in and out. And it was one of those things where some of them were my children. Okay. Which, you know, it's different because they're your kids. But it's not so different when they're adults, okay? Because adults coming back in to their parents' home, it doesn't work, okay? It's two adults, okay? And I can't boss them around anymore, okay? I can't say, hey, I have some authority because it's my home, but there was just, it's this thing of constant just butting heads. And so all that to say, listen, the place of learning to have people come in and out, you know what it was doing? It was getting rid of selfishness in Tammy. It had to go, because selfishness as a pastor won't work. You cannot be self-centered, because you will keep hurting the people around you. A pastor is serving. They're not being served. They are serving. Listen to me, if you are a pastor and you think you should be served, you are in a wrong mindset. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. So pastoring, let me tell you, whatever you're going to do, fulfilling his call for your life is a call to serve, not to be served. See, sometimes we think, listen, we have this wonderful man of God. He shared, I love him, and he shared with us, I said, does anybody have a prophecy over their life? And he had shared, he said, yeah. He said, there was a prophecy spoken over me that I would stand before thousands of people. That sounds grand and glorious. Yeah. Not to everybody. I know there are some people, and that's what he said, not to me. And so I laughed. I said, I know. But sometimes the prophecy sounds exciting. But the truth of it is if you've got thousands of people you're standing before, that means there are thousands of people that want your time. They want your time and attention. And thousands of people can't have your time and attention. But Jesus was surrounded by people all the time. Are you ready to give up your time? Because a lot of times we want to fulfill his call, but we can't even give up our space right now. Do you understand that? Like, I remember people were around me. You don't have to give that space up. Tammy, that home is your home. It's your sanctuary. You don't have to give that up. No. Get behind me, Satan. You are savoring the things of man and not of God. I don't say that anything bad to those people. I love them. I understood. They couldn't see it from the Spirit. God said, Tammy, even your home has to be mine. If I want to bring people in and out of it, that's my will, not yours. Whose will are you going to surrender to? I said, oh, okay. Yes, my home is yours. And I started learning to keep my peace and my joy while I didn't have my own space, while things were not the way I wanted them to be. I learned to love my brother, lay myself down, put his interests before myself in that season. I learned it as the others came coming through the door. Listen, we had brother Tony, who, praise God, is doing well. He battled addiction, went to my brother's keeper. I didn't know that one day I was going to bring him into our home, that God was going to ask us to bring him into our home for 3 months while he got back on his feet. Listen, there was not a three-month time limit set. He came in with no time limit. So it was like, I don't know how long he'll be here. We had no clue. But God said, Tammy, one of the works. Did you know God has ordained works for you to walk out before the foundation of the world was ever laid? I believe one of the works I was to walk out was to bring Tony into our home, that he was going to need a place to come in, and he was going to need a place to get back up on his feet, where we would give him food, we'd give him shelter, he wouldn't have to pay any bills, he could put some money back, he could begin to do those things so that he could get up and go back out and fulfill God's call for his life, God's destiny for his life. So we were going to be called to do this. But if I didn't learn to embrace the place I had with my brother being in my house, or me being in my brother's house, if I didn't embrace that place, I would never have allowed Tony to come in. If I'd listened to the voices around me saying, well, that's your home, it's your sanctuary, you have to have a place where you can just have by yourself and that no one invades, that's right, that's your right, you should have that. Everybody needs that. See, if I had embraced the wrong voices, I would not have been prepared. I would have never brought Tony into my house. He may have gone back to drugs. And I'm just telling you like it is. He may have found no place and had to go back to a place where there was people. He would bring him in. Listen to me. There were people from his past that would bring him in. Good people. But people still battling their addiction. That's what would have happened, saints. I know it. God put it in my heart. He told me. He said, something's wrong. Something's wrong. When the people who are battling addiction and don't know God, now that's not to say some battling addiction don't know God, because they do. But I'm saying when people who are in their battle and they aren't even serving God, let's say that group that he was around before, they aren't even in a place where they're serving God. And they'll take him in, but the church won't. Do you understand? Something's wrong. It's because many in the church have become self-centered, not God-centered. I know that's tough. I get it. It's painful. I've been there. I was dying to myself. So now I've moved back into a home that is like, I don't know how many square feet, but it's a smaller home. And now I it's just me, my husband, and my youngest child who's still in the home. And so I'm enjoying it to the fullest. But at the same time, I'm not clinging to that because it is temporary. It is wherever God goes, I go. Whatever he asks, I do. See, saints, if you're going to fulfill his call for your life, you're going to have to die to your thoughts, your desires, your emotions about things, your feelings on things, your wants. You're going to have to die to all that. Your thinking on it. And you're going to have to do what God gives you to do. I don't know where you are right now, but there is a place, if you look, a lot of times we'll find a place we're actually not embracing, but we're resisting. And if you will stop resisting that place and find God in it, God, what are you trying to do in my life here? Why? Because what I want you to know, that thing that he's trying to get you to embrace in this season is actually needed for the door to be unlocked. Because you've got to be prepared for something on the other side. You don't know what it is, but God knows. And he says, if this thing is not dealt with, you will squander what's on the other side of that door. Do you understand that? So as we, and I'm going to find a way to wrap this up, but let me say, examine, what is it that you don't like in this season right now? What is it that's frustrating you? What is it that's discouraging you, irritating you, annoying you? What are the things that are being brought to the surface? What attitude is coming up, okay? What kind of thoughts are you having? What are you saying? What kind of actions are you taking because of these frustrations? So what I want you to do is take a closer look, dig deeper into these questions, and I believe you will find what's hindering you from getting the door open to the next season. Okay, I believe they're going to be the key to unlocking the next place. Okay, these are the things that are going to actually hinder you from fulfilling his purpose and destiny for your life. Let God teach you how to correct that bad attitude while you're in the place. See, if we think, well, if I just get out of the situation, I'd finally get my joy back. No, God's teaching you how to get your joy back while staying in that place. What did we say? That he will make rivers in the desert. That means he's not taking you out of the desert. He's making life to spring up in it. He's teaching you how to get control of your attitude, emotions, to stop giving in to the bad behavior. Oh man, I used to lash out at my brother. Let me tell you what happened. I would lash out at, I would just, if, you know that saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, okay? And boy, when I didn't live with my brother, my family endured that, my children, right? If mama wasn't happy, everybody was going to hear it, and I'd shout and holler and scream and yell, and I'd tell everybody what they need to get done, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was just, I had no self-control. Then I moved in with my brother, and guess what? It tamed that in the sense because, well, somebody else was in the house, and I had to act a little more prim and proper. Okay, so it was a good thing. I had to learn to bite my tongue, and I had to hold my tongue. Now, there were many times I lashed out at my brother. He all of a sudden got the wrath, okay? So I started lashing out at him, but the Lord was teaching me, Tammy, stop that. I can help you begin to walk in self-control. Is it not a fruit of the Spirit? Yes, it is. And so God is teaching you and I how to get control and keep our joy, keep our peace, keep our love in the midst of places we don't want to be. That is going to help you fulfill your call, okay? The call he has for your life. So let me see where I want to go before we close. Let me say it like this. Remember when Moses and the Israelites had gotten lost in the wilderness? What that means is that they'd gotten lost in the journey between the place they were called, which was in Egypt, and the place they were called to, which was the promised land. So they got lost in the journey. Okay. Remember, they lost sight of the importance of the journey to the promise. See, they wanted the promise, but they didn't want to go through the process. And so what happened was, in the midst of it, they were only focused on where they weren't. They started focusing on, well, at least back in Egypt, we had food to eat, okay? And we had warm places to stay. And they started focusing on where they used to be, and they were focused on where they weren't because they weren't at the promised land. But God said, and what did God do? You bring us out here to die? Like, so they were focused on every place except where they were. We know, because looking on the outside in, we know now that God was trying to deal with them, and they were needing to have, God was wanting to work in them. They were murmuring and complaining and grumbling, and God was doing a work in them in the midst of the journey to the promised land, okay? And so they wanted to be in the promised land, but they had to go through the place they were in order to get where God was taking them. And their bad attitudes prolonged their journey. What was happening was they were resisting the place or the journey to the promised land. Sometimes we're resisting the journey to the fulfillment of His call for our life. But it matters, guys. He wouldn't take us through it if it didn't matter. It really matters. So they started looking back to where they used to be and wanting to be there. And they kept looking at where God told them they would be, but they weren't yet. And guess what happened? They became bitter. An 11-day journey turned into a 40-year journey. Do you know, if you keep focusing on where God said He was going to take you, but He hadn't taken you yet, you'll become bitter. Bitterness defiles the soul, it says. It'll defile your thinking. It'll defile your emotions, and it will defile your desires. You will start turning back because you're upset because God hasn't done what He said He'd do. So what I want to encourage you is to ask God what He wants to do right now. Let me see. Listen, I want to say this. God is not withholding His purpose and destiny from you. He's shaping you, molding you, and preparing you for success. That's what He's doing. He wants you to fulfill His purpose and destiny for your life. But this place is shaping you, molding you, and preparing you. Let me say this. God doesn't waste time. Man does. Think about it. God doesn't waste time. Man does. So if you're not where you want to be, if you're not there yet, it's because God is not through with you in this place. He would not just make you sit here and wait if you were ready. It's sometimes a hard pill to swallow. But if I'm not there yet, it's because I'm not ready. Something needs to be done here. And so trust God in the process. Trust Him. You're going to have to trust Him, or you'll give up before you reach the fulfillment of His prophecies, His purpose and destiny for your life, okay? We know that Moses didn't go into the promised land. Remember that? It was God's plan, but he didn't go in. See, sometimes we can find ourselves in that same place. So I'm giving you homework today, okay? What I want you to do this week is examine if there's any place in your life where you're resisting the season you're in. I want you to examine what negative things are coming to the surface in you. I want you to talk to God about those things. I want you to commune with Him. What has hit you in this word that's gone forth today? What has hit you? Go home and chew on it. Think on it. Talk about it to God. God, why did that upset me? Why did that irritate me? Why did I feel uncomfortable? Why did that feel like a light bulb went off? What are you saying to me here, God? See, examine it. Chew on it. Get with God. Ask Him why it hits you so hard, okay? I want you to ask Him, God, am I leading well in the season that I'm in? Is there any way, any area that I need to improve in this place I'm finding myself, where I need to grow in the way I'm leading, okay? Think about it. If you are having a bad attitude, you didn't know you were a leader, but someone's watching you. Someone's watching you. They're watching you every time you lash out. They're watching you every time you give someone else the silent treatment because they didn't act right to you. You see, they're watching you. Are you leading well? Because God is calling you to lead well in this season. Examine if you're focused on what God is doing in this season, or if you're too focused on what He'd promised He'd do one day. Okay? Have you gotten discouraged and turned back to the old life? Or have you become bitter because God hasn't done what he said he would yet? Surrender to God in all these areas and embrace the place you find yourself right now. Determine to let God use you right where you are. Lead well right where you are. And I truly believe the door will unlock and you can go to the next season. Okay? So, I want to say this. God has plans, and they're good plans for your life. He wants to fulfill them. And I believe that if you've stayed with me through this, it's because you have a desire for that too. Okay? If you said, I'm going to flip that off. Maybe you weren't at a place you were ready. But those that stayed, you're hungry. You say, God, I know for me, all I want to do is fulfill your will, whatever it is. Listen, I want to assure you that sometimes fulfilling his will is not always what we want. Jesus even said, if this cup can pass from me, let it pass, Father. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes it doesn't look like you thought it would, but I assure you, God's will bring life to many. Okay, it will be fruitful, and God, you will be satisfied. You will be satisfied when you go in the way of God's way and fulfill his will for your life. And he will give you the great grace to walk it out. Mm-hmm. I didn't want house guests. Now I love having people over. Only God can do that. Do you understand that? I can't wait. I'm getting the house set up, and I can't wait to have people over to my house. But only God can do that. He changed that in me. He will change the things in you that need to be changed. Sons and daughters of God, I just love it. It's so exciting. So I just want to encourage you that you are growing in God's plans for your life. God is going to use this time to prepare you for your destiny and purpose that he has ordained for you before the foundation of the world. And so it's going to be a time of introspection, reflection, and trust God that he's going to do it. And I want to just close with a blessing. So I just want to bless you. God's really been speaking to me about a blessing. He said in the Old Testament, we see that they blessed people, right? They were not just saying nice things. They were actually speaking something that came to pass. That's amazing to me. Like, what they spoke came to pass. Remember when God, when he created the earth, he said, when he created mankind, it says he blessed them and said, so he blessed them and said something. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So he commanded something here. So when he blessed them, he was actually commanding something. It was almost like the Lord said, without the blessing, they couldn't do what they were intended to do. So I'm seeing this, and this is a whole nother message. But anyway, he's been teaching me this. So I believe that many times we can get caught up in seeking the blessing when we've actually been called to be the blessers. He said, go and bless your enemies, right? He said, bless those who persecute you, right? He tells us to give and it shall be given. So today I want to just bless you. And I'm not saying nice words. It's not like, oh, you know, bless your little hearts. No, we're coming in and we're giving a blessing. And I believe because we give a blessing in the name of Jesus, what is given will come to pass. Okay. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for teaching us today. I thank you, God, that you have set people. You've called them for such a time as this. The hearers of this word are here because, God, you drew them, because you're speaking something. So I right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless you to go forth and fulfill God's destiny and purpose and calling for your life. I bless you in the name of Jesus with the opening and the revelation of what your calling and purpose is. I bless you with the fortitude to press through. I bless you with joy to be set before you, that you will be able to endure. For even Jesus said he endured because of the joy set before me, endured the cross. So I bless you with the joy. Joy spring up right now so that they can endure the place they find themselves, the place they don't necessarily want to be, but they know it's needed, for it will open the next door. And then when they get into the next room, they'll have to finish the work there that'll unlock the next door and the next door and the next door until they fulfill God's purpose and destiny for their life. And so, Father, we bless them in the name of the Lord to go forth in 2024. We bless you to go forth and do all that God called you to do in this year. We give you the blessing of the Lord, the favor of the Lord. You shall go forth in prosperity and the favor of God and the goodness of God. Seek him with all your heart. Child, seek him with all your heart. Seek him first, and everything else will be added. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That is a good, powerful word.
That's right.
I'm going to have to go chew on this all day.
good. Chew on it.
We appreciate you joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule and coming. Oh, you're one of my favorites.
Oh, I love y'all. Y'all are one of my favorites, too.
How long have you been coming?
Oh, my
goodness. You're a newer voice, I think.
Yeah, I think I've maybe been coming, I'd have to look back, a couple years. Yeah. A couple years, so. Yep.
I was so excited that I would get to come meet you in person when I started.
That's so cute. I love it. Oh, well, I have been so blessed to be a part of this. And, you know, it was really a part of the destiny and the calling that God would connect us, and he would put me in this place with y'all. And he had told me, and I've said that before, but he had told me years before that I would be on Our Power. And I knew that I was supposed to be here, but the process to get here took time. And when I finally got here, Miss Neva said, "Well, why didn't you just call and, you know, talk to me about getting on?" And I said, "Well, thank God I didn't, because if I'd gotten on, I was not ready."
Right.
And I would have brought a lot of the words that were not from God, okay? Mm-hmm. They were always from the Word, but they were more from, I guess maybe I'd say, the flesh and religion. And so I'm so thankful I didn't get on before. So all that to say, God had a divine connection at the right time. He was bringing you into this place, right? You didn't even know this was part of your journey.
No, it was a surprise for me.
Yeah.
A phone call out of the blue from Neva Pyatt on a Sunday evening. So
wow. Yeah. See, it was part of your destiny and your calling.
Yeah. There's a process.
Yeah.
We're still in the process from glory to glory.
That's right. And he's shaping you. And here you are sitting today being the one at the helm by yourself, right?
Which is funny because I told Neva, I can run the iPad, but I don't know about those microphones. And here I am.
And here you are. God knew. And so that's God's process. It's amazing, isn't it? And so you don't know why he's doing this. There's something down the road even this is preparing you for. Mm. I love it.
But if it's 10,000 people, he's not going to tell me until it's time.
That's right. I love it. Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, and our sister in Christ, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.